Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of News That You Can Use. It's been a long time since we've been on the podcast recording, giving information, giving you news that you can use. But we're back again. We're going to be giving you news in the future to help empower you. Looking at also the news of the day, as always, but looking at in a way that you can actually see what is really going on, see through the fog, see past the lies, just like before, but giving you a positive outlook, giving you solutions to what you can do if you're ready. See, ladies and gentlemen, I have to admit that I became a bit disheartened because I did the podcast for quite some time, and you do get feedback, but you don't get the type that you need sometimes to keep going. And it's very challenging, ladies and gentlemen, when you're doing a podcast, a radio show, anything that's coming from your heart, and you don't get any monetary compensation for it, or even you get feedback that just says it's okay. Nothing constructive, nothing you can use to get it to that level that you know it needs to be to make it better so that people can want to come back, want to share it. And I've seen, ladies and gentlemen, and what made me want to come back to the podcast is within the last 30 to 60 days, I've talked to people, as always, to try and really get information on what's really going on in people's lives on a personal level, but not too personal. We don't need to get down into what's really happening in your household unless it's affecting the way that you succeed in life. I mean the minor trivial details, the day-to-day challenges that everybody's going through, relationship issues, financial issues, those issues can be changed if we're ready for them. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, many of us are not ready to change. We have relationship issues and we gloss them over. We have financial issues and we don't know the solutions to them because we're approaching the problem from the same angle, from the same direction, from the same frame of the picture. We can't see outside of the frame because we're too close to the picture. We're in the box per se, so we can't see a solution to get us out of the box. And many of our old solutions is to get a new job, get a part-time job, or if it's to start some type of business venture, maybe it's something that other people recommend to you, not something that you create yourself from your own talents, your own skills, your own passions and desires. So you get stuck and locked into this money challenge because you don't know of a way to get out. And you hope things are going to get better. You pray to the Creator that things will get better, but the Creator has already given you the solutions inside. Our own health aspects we tend to look at in the context of letting someone else take care of our health, whether it's a medical quote-unquote professional that will give you a pill to manage the pain, give you this elixir, this liquid medicine to help numb the symptoms, to manage another day with the challenge that you're going through, instead of looking at the old grandmother and grandfather and village community wisdom of here's what you need to do to solve the problem. In order for you to solve the problem, the challenge in the wintertime with a cold, you don't take a pill to numb the symptoms, to make your nose stop running, to drain it. You find out what's causing the cold, whether it's the inclement weather, whether it's not enough energy in your body to fight it, and you increase that. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are just a few of the challenges I know many people face. And relationships, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you because I've seen it, I've heard it, I've been in it. If you don't find someone that's still on that same level with you, it doesn't get any better as you get older. It's not easier when you're younger. It's just that we tend to gloss over them at those stages when everything seems wonderful. We don't challenge them. We don't want to feel that resistance. So we ignore it until the problem just manifests and gets worse. Instead of finding a solution to the problem and bending a little, adjusting, modifying behavior, attitudes, conversations, and styles to make a real relationship work. Instead of praying and hoping that God will send you the perfect person, become that person first. And if it happens, then it's great. If it doesn't, that's great as well. But we've got to get to a point where we're looking for a solution. We're making the solutions happen within us first. I've looked at articles in the news and things in many areas, ladies and gentlemen, are not getting a whole lot better. We have scandal upon scandal within the government, and I know most people don't like to talk about politics because they don't think it's anything that they can do about it. We don't like to talk about the challenges in the health arena because we don't think there's anything that's going to make a difference, so we go to the store and we buy the same products over and over again because we don't know what else to do because nobody's guiding us to a solution, and we're too busy to seek out solutions on our own. Because we've worked a job, maybe two jobs. Sometimes people are working maybe a job and a part-time. You still have kids to take care of. You have something else that you're doing on the side. But if you don't take some time, ladies and gentlemen, to take care of you and do just a bit of research on your own, then you're going to succumb to all of the challenges that come from that. We've got the most abundant resource right now at the internet, the way that it is structured, that you can find many things that you need to help take care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit, if we're willing to use it. Many of us have cell phones, smartphones, tablets where we can look up so much information, but the vast majority of us are using it as entertainment to get away from the challenges that we face. We're using them as distractions instead of avenues for solutions. So I want to be that portal of information for you to go to. And not that I have all of the answers, ladies and gentlemen, but many people do have the answers. There are solutions out there right now for just about everything that you're facing because someone else has already gone through it. They've written the ebook, they've created the video, they've told people about it. But we just have to know and believe that if we try it and we make that one step toward the solution, that it will be a journey of change for us because the change is there. The change is at our arm's reach if we only outstretch our hands for it. And it won't happen right away. It will require some change. It will require some pain, if you will, but that's how you know that it's going to work. So I'm back on the podcast, and if you really want to hear more of the podcast, send me a message. Let me know that you're ready for a real change, real information, real solutions, so that we can give you news that you can use. We'll be sending out the podcast on Fantastic Freedom Happy Friday. So look for that. Play it on your tablet, play it on your smartphone, share it with people who need some upliftment, who need change in their lives, because for many people, the change is not there for the positive. The change has not always occurred. Many people are still searching for jobs. Many older Americans, 35 and 40, are being challenged by credit issues because they can't get a job because their credit is challenged. Many are facing age discrimination because companies don't want to hire them with their vast experience and pay them what they're worth. And many people are just satisfied where they are, hoping that it'll never happen to them. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, be ready, because if the change does happen, you need a backup plan. Not just your savings, not just family, not just friends, because sometimes they will abandon you as well, or only help you so far. So we've got to get back to being able to help ourselves so that we can help other people. So with that, Daryl Nobles with News That You Can Use, the podcast. We will be back, maybe a midweek episode, a midweek primer to let you know what's coming up next week on News That You Can Use, and giving you some true information, not just what the news media wants you to hear, not just the fluff, not just the regular everything's okay if we just believe and hang on and tighten our belt news, but real information that can help you survive the economic challenges that many people have faced, the health challenges that many people are going through without a real solution. So we'll talk to you soon on News That You Can Use, the podcast. I'm Daryl Nobles.